Sábado Chiquito.
It's Sábado Chiquito, and it's Friday, and we have with us a doctor.
And we had a...
And we had a doctor who's going to teach us how to turn on our inner light. Doctora, ¿cómo está usted? Doctora.
Hi.
Doctora Debbie Mandel. Vamos a tener, doctora, con todo respeto, vamos a tener que hablar un poco de español. I want you to learn some Spanish, so next time when you're here, we can speak in Spanish.
Well, I know how to eat Spanish food.
No, terrific.
I know how to dance Spanish.
Well, that already gives you a head start.
Yes, it does. Now, you asked me a question about pets, and I think it's a wonderful point, because any time you can help someone else or a creature that depends on us, you are not helpless yourself.
Okay, let me explain that, because that's a very good point. Yo le pregunté a la doctora, antes que nos fuéramos a la pausa, de que yo había escuchado, y muchas veces he visto personas envejecientes, que cuando reciben un regalo como un animal, un perrito, una mascota, un gato, se sienten mucho mejor. Se han hecho estudios que revelan que las personas mejoran la salud cuando tienen un animal. Ella lo que y no quiero decir que viven con la suegra, ¿no? Doctor, you know what I just said? That a mother-in-law does not count. Okay. Lo que me dice la doctora es que cuando hacemos algo por alguien, en este caso alguien que se sienta incapacitado y pueda hacer algo, ayudar a un animal, eso lo hace sentir mejor. That's a good point. Go ahead, continue about the animals, because you know, us Hispanics, we're animal lovers, and I'm very involved with North Shore Animal League here in New York. It's an adoption center, and it's something that is very close to my heart.
See, the main thing is no one wants to feel helpless or hopeless. That's when you can't get well or heal yourself. Someone in a wheelchair can take care of someone else, and if that person can't do it physically, they can do it mentally by giving advice and sharing their life experience.
Right. Dice la doctora que aunque una persona está en una silla de ruedas, que aunque está incapacitado, aunque no pueda hacer algo físico, sí lo puede hacer mentalmente, aconsejando a cualquier otra persona. Solamente con aconsejar a alguien, con dar consejos, uno se puede sentir bien. Doctor, let me ask you something. Is this something that is inherited from generation to generation, mental illness and depression? This is something that can occur to anyone. Let me just set the question in Spanish. Le acabo de preguntar a la doctora si la enfermedad mental, enfermedades mentales son hereditarias o si son transmitidas, no transmitidas, sino heredadas de una generación a otra, o si es algo que le puede suceder a cualquier persona. Go ahead.
There are so many factors that go into it. Sometimes there's a biochemical predisposition. Sometimes it's the household you grew up in. And sometimes it's the tragedies that happen to you, but you can pull yourself out of it with positive thinking. You have to work at it.
Hay muchas cosas que pueden causar un desbalance mental. Puede ser hereditario, puede ser situaciones que ocurren durante nuestra vida, pero siempre se puede salir de esta situación. Doctor, what do you say to, especially in our teenage years, with all the pressures, and especially the pressures that exist today in schools and everything else, what do you say to teenagers who sometimes find themselves cornered and who don't have really the thinking capacity that us adults have to make heads or tails of what's happening to them? Lo que le acabo de preguntar a la doctora es que qué pasa en situaciones donde adolescentes que no tienen la madurez que tenemos los adultos para pensar en ciertas cosas, les ocurre problemas que tienen que ver con la depresión.
I work with young people to get them to feel empowered, to have a sense of themselves. That's where it all comes from. If one does not have self-esteem, one feels cornered and one cannot react in the world.
Lo importante, dice la doctora, que es que los adolescentes se sientan con confianza en sí mismos, que tengan el self-esteem, que se le dice en inglés, la confianza en sí mismo para proceder y para salir adelante, que es muy importante que nuestros adolescentes se sientan confiados y seguros en sí mismos.
I help young people make quiet time for themselves.
Ella le recomienda a la gente joven que tomen un tiempo solos para ellos, privados para ellos.
And that could be through meditation, And it could be through exercise, where you focus on the body and the mind,
puede,
and you are in the moment.
Que puede ser a través del ejercicio y a través de meditación, donde se juntan, el cuerpo y la mente. Go ahead.
It's very important that young people don't have to rush from activity to activity, and to know also that if they fail at something, they can jump to their next success. We learn from that.
Es muy importante que los adolescentes no salten de una actividad a otra actividad, de una actividad a otra actividad, porque eso lo confunde. Y muy importante que sepan que si fallan en algo, que si no triunfan en algo, que pueden triunfar en otras cosas. Go ahead, doctor.
And basically, whether someone is young or old, we have to learn to distance us from the negative situation by pretending it's someone else's. When someone else has a problem, we don't take it so seriously. We give very good advice.
Okay. So